Mornings. Your day the right way with the Doug Steffen Good Day foray into the American way of life. Oh, that's pretty complicated. Sounds pretty heavy, huh? Jennifer Horn is here with me. And we are ready to take on the day, as Dr. Laura used to. She still says it on series, but she doesn't say it on radio
stations.
Don't
hear her.
No. So I'm on, I think, about 14 stations took this program in replacement for her when she went away. So I would say, I salute you. I'll do the Rick Perry phony salute and give everybody a good day. I guess we could use all kinds of gestures for the day.
Yeah, I have a few.
I'm sure you do, Jennifer.
I had a few for the alarm clock.
Good news, yeah, blowing in your window.
All right, so good news. This is actually very good news. I'm not sure those of you who work in this industry will think it's good news, but the defense industry has, over the last 10, 11 years, actually since Rick Perry's been governor of Texas, I think maybe he was responsible for all this. He's responsible for everything else that's happened in the last 11 years, according to him. With September 11th in our wake, and what happened during the first few months and then the next few years and what we've continued to do here, the defense industry is seeing their biggest decade, the so-called golden decade of defense, come to an end.
Aw.
The wars in Iraq, Afghanistan winding down, the federal government up to its Mickey in debt, much of it caused by our foolish involvement, way over the top involvement in these places. The amount of money that we spend on defense in this country, do you know, since September 11th has doubled? Did you know that, Jennifer?
Oh, I can believe it.
$700 billion.
What makes me upset, though,
yeah,
is that none of that money has gone to giving the soldiers really, really good protection.
Yeah, or the right pay. The soldiers haven't gained much in pay or benefits. They don't have helmets. They don't have any of this stuff. So what is it? Again, this is sort of like the news media is missing in action, the same as they are when they cover Ron Paul, or don't cover him, missing in action. But most people are beginning to figure this out. The profit, I suppose this would be a good way of looking at it, last year's profit in the defense industry was $25 billion. The four largest corporate entities that are basically into defense. So maybe I said it was a good thing. Maybe I ought to ask you, do you think it's a good thing? 800-510-8255. I'd go around the room to Rich, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, or to Jennifer, or to whoever has an opinion on this. Is this something that's good? We all know September 11th sort of pushed us into a military retool. That's what happened. There are a lot of people who argue that what has happened really didn't help us to defend ourselves against terrorism or to fight with the terrorists, because it's a whole new way of fighting. So we spend more money on conventional war mechanisms like fighter jets and missile defenses and things that sort of developed in the Cold War when I was a kid. And after spending all this money, reflecting on the performance of a lot of these big companies like Lockheed Martin and Boeing and Northrop Grumman and General Dynamics, Raytheon, the defense contractors in the year after 2001 billed the United States government $217 billion for services rendered. Mm. And the year after that, it was $386 billion.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
I don't know. It just, that irks me, because I can see them living in their big fancy mansion.
Right. And the soldiers not getting paid
not
any more
home.
Money and not having
even
good
worse.
Equipment to work with. Yeah. And you listen to all of these phony balonies that have been around talking about what has happened under their watch and what they said happened and what really happened. How long it took for the MRAPs to be, you know, that was my favorite.
You know,
focus, because they didn't get developed. I claim that 4,000 of the men and women who lost their lives in Iraq didn't have to die if we'd had the MRAPs out there. Yes, Richie.
I guess the one thing that is something that needs to be taken into consideration is, you know, when we were growing up, I mean, you mentioned it, the Cold War. The boogeyman was...
Boogeyman. We always have to have an enemy, a boogeyman.
Right, sure, yeah. The boogeyman was the Ruskies, you know, and they were going to bomb, or Cuba, you know, or something like
that. We had thrills, Russian
thrills. We had bomb shelters and
you
and
had
the
them.
Whole thing.
We used to go hide under the stairwell in the school.
No, I know. Yeah. I don't mean I had them.
No, that's
I
not
was
a
listening.
Richie.
I was listening to my mom talk this last week, and she would say that they had to, on a weekend, come to school, have their parents pick them up and walk them home because it was a drill, basically, in case the Russians attacked.
Right, but now the boogeyman is different.
Yeah.
Now the boogeyman is...
It's not a country. It's not...
It's a person visible. Walking among us.
Yeah.
Right here in our borders.
So we're told.
So the whole game changed. You know, and
game may be the important word there, Richie.
Yeah, it's and you know, we found out that the boogeyman might not be a Middle Eastern person. It might be Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So you know, now it's like all of a sudden we never had to look within our borders for our enemy before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do, and so I would think that a lot of that money spent is going, whoa, wait a minute, we've never had to defend against this before.
Right.
How do we do this?
Yeah, and then
the waste, fraud, and abuse is crazy.
Part of it, yeah. So here, in March of this year, the Defense Department had more hired help in Afghanistan than uniformed military personnel. Let me repeat that. In March of 2011, the Defense Department had more contractor personnel, more hired guns, than they did uniformed Army, Marine service members, if you will. That's crazy, because you know how much they're paying these guys versus what we're getting, what we're paying our, I mean, these guys, they, I guess, are our guys, although they aren't all Americans, you know. Many of the contractors hire Israelis to work for them at $100,000 plus a year. People that have been in the Israeli military, people have been American military, Canadian military, I don't think there's too many Mexican military guys in there, but you know what I mean, huh?
Might be a few.
Maybe a few, yeah. Guys that had worked for the drug lords before. Do you know how unsatiable, is that a good word? Unsatiable? What's the right word?
No, I don't think you hit it.
Undesirable.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank
you. There
you
go.
These people are hired by these contractors. Halliburton. $4.7 billion in military contracts this year. $860 million before George Bush and Dick Cheney got elected. It's just a coincidence. Right? Couldn't be anything but that.
I have lots of friends who work for, I mean, you know, here I'm Washington, D.C., and I live in the suburbs, and you can't swing a dead cat without hitting somebody who works for a military contractor.
Right. Yeah,
And one of my buddies, and I won't say what he does or where he works for.
Because he'll have to kill you?
He'll be killed. You know, it's just ridiculous. He's like, I go in and I was naive, he says, when I first went in. And I said, I can do it for this much. And they're like, oh, no. We have this much to pay you, and you will take this much.
Yeah.
So if he says, I can do it for $100, they're like, oh, no,
they
wait a minute.
$200.
We have $1,000 we have to spend here. If we don't spend this $1,000,
then we lose it.
And we won't be able to have that much next year. So you will charge us $1,000.
Yeah.
Same thing with the schools.
Yeah.
If, you know, teachers don't buy 12,000 kickballs, then they lose their budget for that.
And now the kids have to bring their own paper and pencils in their backpacks.
Right.
Thank you, Jennifer, for giving us the fun thought of the day. 10,000 kickballs.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, it's all food for thought stuff. It's just something to think about. I think it's good that these people are we don't need them. We never really did. Well, we didn't use them the way we could have. Is that the better way of putting it? We have not used them the way we could.
Mm.
We've got a lot of people tied up in conventional wisdom in our country, and it has been what's brought us to where we are, in my opinion. We are certainly not at death's door. You see a lot of good stuff. Here's the other side of this. There's a new aircraft being tested this month. Matter of fact, I think it's this Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. A new aircraft will be flown that can fly so fast it takes 12 minutes to travel from L.A. to New York. Want me to repeat that?
Say what? Yeah.
15 minutes?
12.
12 minutes?
Yes.
Gate to gate?
No, that's only getting off of the tarmac. Yeah. All right, so here's the story. This is not going to be Boeing or Airbus. This is an unmanned machine developed by the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and it will only be for military use.
DARPA.
It is going to go 3.6 miles a second, 13,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
Hypersonic Technology Vehicle 2.
See, this is the cool stuff that comes out of this military spending, is this NASA-type inventions.
Right. Yeah. Takes off from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and will fly across the country. They figure it'll take 12 minutes or so.
Huh.
And that means it can get to London or Sydney in 60 minutes.
Can you imagine, though? You'd get sick to your stomach going that fast. Hand me the barf bag, please.
Yeah,
that's
You're right, Richie. It's called DARPA.
Yeah, DARPA.
Yeah. All right. It's DARPA time. Is that... What is it?
Doug Stephan, your seatbelts.
Yeah. Doug Stephan, DARPA time is 18 past the hour.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
If you are tired of getting up to go during the night, call 800-716-6520. That's the solution to your getting up at night to go. If it's that time for you, call 800-716-6520. There'll be a fix there, 800-716-6520, so you don't have to get up and go.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boysen Dingle?
Boysen Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boysen Dingle.
Boysen Dingle. That's it. Right.
No. I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
In England, farmers have begun feeding their cattle healthier food because they need to reduce the amount of gas the cows are producing. Yeah. Farmers also say they're going to stop calling for the old pull my hoof trick.
Holy cow!
Who let them cows out?
Moo! 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 Moo!
Who let them cows out?
Moo! Moo! Moo!
Story at DougSteffen.com today. Which actually goes back to May. This may be an indicator it's a slow news day or a slow news month. The runaway cow that made the front page of the biggest selling newspaper in Germany. And the name of the cow is Yvonne. Bovine Yvonne has been keeping animal lovers in a tizzy after she broke out of a pasture. And it's been on the loose. I had this happen to me when Tony and I were married in the 70s. Nobody followed this story in the newspapers.
Maybe you should let a cow loose so you can get in national news, Doug.
That would be a good idea, Richie. Yeah, that would be a great thing. Anyway, Yvonne has so far managed to evade everybody. She's been described by the news media as a canny cow.
A canny cow? What is that?
She's canny.
Okay.
She's good at avoiding or escaping.
Hey, when they catch one of these escaped cows, do they put them in the who's cow?
The who's cow?
The who's cow.
They could, Rich. Haven't thought about that. We'll have to do some investigating. Let's put our crack investigative team on that. There are a lot of cow activists in Germany. They're out there trying to lure Yvonne. And apparently Yvonne has taken up with Ernst.
Ernst?
Ernst is a breeding bull.
He's a bad cow.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not. Apparently, according to Yvonne, he must be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because she's hanging around with him now. And this is the story, the big story in Germany, the tabloid Bild, splashing the headline, Save Cow Yvonne. They have set up a Facebook page for this. Jennifer, would you please check it out?
Sure.
Posted a $14,000 reward for anybody who can capture this cow. This canny cow needs to be captured. So the link is there at DougSteffen.com. Cowhunt.com. Let the cow hunt begin. Da 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 da. So what do you think? Saturday is when all of this came to a head. But the Facebook page is what interests me more than anything else. Cow with a Facebook page.
I know, that's pretty fun. Yeah, you should get your cow with a Facebook page.
I was thinking
page.
We ought to have, at Eastley Farm, we have stories of the cows, pictures of the cows, that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you should give them. You should Facebook pick Peaches and give Peaches a Facebook page.
Yeah. Good idea, Richie. Can you handle that for me?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not in the proximity to be able to take pictures and post for Peaches the cow.
Peaches the cow.
Edgar's
the wonderful, wonderful cow. Somebody described this program as one of the funniest, quirkiest, and informative radio programs there is. Who agrees with that?
Two out of three ain't bad.
Totally. Nine out of ten doctors
so
agree.
So I'm not giving up on this. Yesterday I gave this short shrift. The 2020 News Quiz question is for you to name the tropical storm that's approaching Bermuda. Still on its way. Haven't named it, but yesterday was terrible on the phones, and I admit to that. So today it is your job to tell us who is or what is the name of the first tropical storm of the season to get close to the East Coast heading toward Bermuda. 800-510-8255. You're not in a big hurry, are you, Richie?
I'm not now. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I'll give you, hold on a second. I just want to underscore this. 800-510-8255. We were so wrapped up in the Jackie O tapes yesterday. Mm-hmm. When I threw this out, it just kind of went bleh. So it's just one of those fun little silly things. But if you know, then you know. And you can get some of our free e-food to name the tropical storm bearing down on Bermuda. 800-510-TALK.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good day, time for 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. Hello to the people down in Louisiana who are listening to the Good Day program. Always happy to have new folks and the folks who have been listening for a while. People in New Jersey who are tuned in. Oklahoma, hello, hello. And Puerto Rico. You have a lot of folks down in Puerto Rico and Texas that are listening to the program. Even people in Mexico are listening on KTSM. Habla Español.
Sí, un poquito.
Yeah, I would say that to the folks listening in Mendocino, California, as well, right? We got people here, there, and everywhere. Thank you for your translation, the translation of what could be an ugly day into a good day. Our job here is to translate and transfer, correct?
Yes.
If you say so.
I say so. Okay. All right, so we're doing animal, we're having animal talk this morning. We've gone from, let's see, where were we? We were talking about Yvonne the cow, and now there's a story at DougStephan.com about how easy it is to raise chickens in Chicago. For those of you who live in the Chicago area, it was all started by Hadari Grainer, who's 7 years old. She has spent a lot of time on farms. She's learned how cows and pigs grow, and she knows they have to stay on the farm. But there was a field trip, a class field trip last spring, and she went to this farm and saw all the chickens. And so she convinced her mother, apparently, to get some hens, little hens. So they bought 4 hens and an unnamed rooster to bring back to their home. On the 28th...
An unnamed rooster? Are most roosters named?
I think
of course.
Yeah, they have... Yeah, okay. Right, yeah, yeah.
Rooster Cogburn.
Right, good, Richie. Yeah, 2800 block of West 21st Place in Chicago. And they are now raising chickens there behind their black iron gate. Little front yard. We all know what it looks like in some of these gentrified neighborhoods, right? They put the black... They all look like brownstones. So people come by now, they have the chickens out front. People pay to pet the chickens. People feed the chickens. The neighbors are happy having the chickens there. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who have serious misconceptions about chickens and what they're all about. I'm sure you, Richie, have misconceptions about chickens.
They're stupid.
They are. Well, they like to eat the soil. That's what one bird... Actually, they don't eat the soil. They get the worms out of the soil. Out in the old hen house, the hen yard that I used to have, the chickens love to get the worms.
Oh, and you need the worms.
Well, no, that's
the worms
okay,
are good for your garden.
Yeah, but, yeah, they are, but they're okay. The hens can eat them. Did you know that most hens do not crow?
Just only, the roosters.
The
right?
rooster crows.
Roosters right. crow, sure.
Right. And did you know that you didn't need roosters for eggs? You didn't. You knew that, right?
You didn't need
you don't,
roosters
you don't
for
have
eggs.
To have,
no, because
no.
they
right.
just fertilize.
Right, right.
Correct?
Exactly. That's all they do. Exactly, right. Same as eggs from any other species, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart. Okay, so this primer on chickens brought to you as a public service by the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
NPR's got nothing on us.
Nothing. And if you want to see how to raise chickens legally in your neighborhood, take a look at the story which explains how they're raising chickens in these Chicago neighborhoods. And the neighbors are crowing about it. Ah, 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 ah.
You're funny.
You're a funny man, Doug Steffen.
Funny,
funny
man.
All right, Rich and Richie and Jen and
Rich
Jennifer.
And Richie, Jen
right,
Jenny.
Exactly. Dare and Daryl. All right, so the name of this tropical storm that's buzzing in on Bermuda. What's the name, Daryl?
It's Tropical Storm Gert.
Tropical Storm Gert. And how did you happen to come by that knowledge, Daryl?
I seen it on the news a couple of days ago.
You seen it on the news? Would that
yeah.
be the same as you saw it on the news?
Yeah, I saw it on
Stop
the news.
Stop correcting
listen
the listener's
him,
grammar.
Why can't
he
I correct him?
He corrects us all the time. It's annoying.
Why is it annoying? Wouldn't you rather sound intelligent
no.
and articulate?
I'd rather talk like I talk.
Yeah, he'd rather sound like our friend and just be comfortable.
What? Oh,
not
so your
feel like
friends,
he's going to be corrected every time he calls in to chat with us.
Why, you want your
Daryl, I wouldn't take this if I were you.
Intelligently? Hey, Daryl.
He's very
yeah.
intelligent. I'm just a, because you don't like you're stuck up.
I'm putting Daryl on the spot. Which of the three of us do you like best, Daryl?
Come on.
Me,
now.
Richie, or Jennifer?
You know who it is.
I'm going to say Jennifer.
I like Jennifer better.
Nah,
yeah.
I know
Jennifer.
Really sweet.
Dumb question.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah buddy.
All right. yeah. You married Daryl?
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you looking
to
make a change?
Set me up with everybody who likes me?
No.
No, you're happy? Good.
Yeah. Well, he's not making a change this month, but you yeah, never right. can tell.
Yeah, call me Daryl. Anything, you know, goes awry.
Right, Daryl, we're going to send
Yeah.
I think
I'd get in trouble
for
you.
Would you really?
Yeah.
All right, let's get a profile of Daryl. How old are you, Daryl?
I'm 46.
46. What do you do for a living?
I'm a chemical worker. I work at a phosphate plant.
Ooh. Phosphate plant. Okay.
That sounds like it could be tricky.
How many children do you have?
I don't have any.
No. Would you like to have
that
some?
That you know of.
I don't have any. We have horses and cows and stuff like that.
Horses and cows. Yeah, there are a lot of people. This is interesting. This part of Florida, northern Florida, there are a lot of farms in the area.
Yes.
I was reading some guy named Ed Winnick, I think his name is, was sending me some, I don't know where this came from, but he's got a horse farm. He was talking about loving his horses, and he was looking for a good woman. You know any good women down there?
Well, there's a bunch of good women around here. If he likes horses, he ought to be able to find one.
Really? A lot of horse women. You know what they say
yeah.
about horses, though? There are more horses' asses than there are horses. You knew that, right?
Right.
We keep marrying.
You're talking to one of them, Daryl.
Very, very funny.
You have more women around here who have horses and like to mess with horses than you do guys, so I don't understand.
Really?
Why they wouldn't
I don't
be
understand.
Able to find, don't understand why they wouldn't be able to get a date.
Maybe he's got the wrong mouthwash. Who knows? All right. Anyway, Daryl, you're a charming fellow, and your English is getting better instantly, so we know that you're a good guy. We're going to send you some free food for you and your wife. How long have you been married?
May the 30th next year will be 25 years.
Wow.
Really?
Congratulations.
Good for you. Congratulations.
You still like hanging around together, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, I like hanging around with her. She might not like hanging around with me.
She probably doesn't want to enjoy it. It sounds like there are more free women hanging around down there. She doesn't want to become one of them, so she's sticking it out with you.
It's probably better to do that, yeah.
That could be the reality. All right, well, thank you for being so open with us. We're going to send you 12 different types of free food, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Yep.
All right, hold on just a second.
I appreciate it.
Lunch
yes,
is on us, Daryl.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, you name
yeah.
it. It's all there. Check it out. E-food, the button is, actually, we have two of them, right? One of them on the right-hand side of the home page, the other one on the friends page.
You got it, man.
The friends page. All right, so we have this mysterious tombstone that has shown up in a dog park in Los Angeles. Did you see this story at DougStephan.com?
No.
The inscription happened while you guys were gone last week. The inscription on this very nice and obviously expensive marble tombstone is loving husband, father, and physician Jeffrey Lang, 1976 to 2012. And I guess when I first saw that, I thought, wait a minute, 2012, that's next year.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
So how does this work? Right?
Odd.
Even stranger, nobody seems to know who Jeffrey Lang is.
Maybe Mrs. Lang found him catting around and has got plans for him.
So, but yeah, but they don't, nobody knows who this guy is. There's nobody by that name in any of the apartments nearby. No doctor with a name registered with the California Medical Board. So Jeffrey Lang seems to be, and I think it seems to be...
How do you spell Jeffrey? How's he spelling Jeffrey?
J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. E-Y. Yeah.
See if he's on Facebook.
Does he have a Facebook page? So what I'm wondering
right
about
next to
him.
That cow.
Right.
Huh?
Where's he live?
He lives in, let's see, this is in Los Angeles, and it's in a dog park. I thought at first when I saw this that it was a dog cemetery, but it wasn't. It was just it's a dog park, and the tomb's just been put there. I mean, what in the world would get you to do that? Would be what I would wonder.
That's creepy.
Huh?
Is that kind of weird?
Kid yeah. prank.
You think that's
yeah.
what it is?
Yeah. There's a Dr. Jeffrey Lang. Yeah, there's
is
a couple
where, is where is Dr. Jeffrey Lang? Is there an L.A. Dr. Jeffrey Lang?
He's a public figure. It does the... let's see where
he
is.
Not the most uncommon name in the world.
No, Jeffrey it's Lang. Not.
No.
Bridgeport, Connecticut, this
no,
Dr. Jeffrey Lang is.
Yeah, there's no Dr. Jeffrey Langs in Los Angeles.
Not that it's showing up on Facebook, no.
Hmm. Well, if it's not there, we know it doesn't exist, right?
Right.
All right. Time for us to think about our energy level. Actually, this is for men, Jennifer. You can relax. Okay. Although you're probably interested in men like this.
Yes.
Energy.
Energetic men.
Happy all the time. Attractive to women. If you're not somebody like that, if you're someone who on the couch goes to sleep, you're out of shape, you're irritable, you're a nag, you're just a wuss.
So that used to be me.
That's right.
No, and now I've changed my life.
Yes, you have, Richie, because you've been taking Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement.
I have?
Ageless
oh, yeah, I have.
Male. Raises testosterone by 61%.
Ooh.
And that's really what's responsible for your energy. And oftentimes, whether or not you're going to get any interest from the other side of the street, if you know what I mean. Healthy testosterone levels help you feel that energy again, give you a great outlook on life, and yes, a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male, risk-free, nothing to lose, gentlemen. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now, 800-864-4031, and try this risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. 800-864-4031. So, Richie, you can be the guy you used to be.
I'll try that. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. If you notice things are a little different now, then perhaps you'd like to change them. Why not, right? You need to be yourself, to feel yourself. This is a natural way to boost your testosterone by 61%. Safe, natural supplement helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. This is the deal. Call 800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. 800-864-4031.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com.
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. And within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Time now for the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on yet another recall. This one is tainted beef. We had strawberries last week. We had turkey the week before. And when you get right down to it, Dr. Ken, this is, I know that you want to cover it because it's there, but it's much ado about nothing.
Well, it's especially affecting where I am, and it's can potentially the whole country. At least three major grocery store chains, Doug, have recalled some of their ground beef packages because they could be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. It's Winn-Dixie, Publix, Kroger. They announced the recall mainly in the southeast, but they state that it could be all over. They're from National Beef Packaging Company of Dodge City, Kansas. That's where the beef began. My suggestion, cook the ground beef to a temperature of at least 160 degrees. The temperature should be checked with a food thermometer that measures internal temperature.
It really is, though. But this is a bunch of hooey. All it does is get people upset, like the turkey or the strawberries. You know what? If you have a good, healthy immune system, if your body is up to par, none of this stuff is going to bother you. It just isn't.
The interesting thing is the authorities in Oregon are sure that it came from deer droppings. They published that this morning.
Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't the stuff that was sprayed on it. It was something that they would have no control over. None. All right. Rub and rinse. This looks pretty interesting.
Some good, helpful information out of
Jennifer, pay attention to this, please. Rub and rinse.
And science. Well, when it comes, Jennifer, to soft contact lenses, rubbing and rinsing before soaking overnight, it's the best way to remove germs and prevent eye infection. This extra step before soaking helps remove resistant germs.
All right, who owns your body is the question from Aunt B. Dr. Ken, who owns your body?
Well, I hope each of us do and nobody else.
us. It's up to us to keep our bodies
fight
in
for
good
your
shape.
Body.
Right. Fight for your body. Good idea. Ken Kronos on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Sweetheart.
Good morning.
Wherever you are.
Oh,
no, it could be.
Right over here. Hello.
You're my sweetheart. Yeah, yeah. It's 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, that's me. He's Rich McFadden over there.
Hello. How you
you
doing?
See the two of us on the video stream at DougSteffen.com.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah, I have my robe on. It clashes a little. I probably should change this, Rich.
Yeah, so something more camera friendly.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I'll do that. Jennifer Horn is here. Here's the outrage of the day. You ready?
Yeah, give it
ready.
To me.
A woman stopped at a picnic table next to a lake in Missouri. She was minding her own business, writing some thank you notes. Police officer approached her and told her that she was trespassing. She immediately got up. She apologized, didn't know it was private property, and she left. The police officer followed her, said that it wasn't enough that she apologized, and he arrested her for trespassing. There's nothing better, apparently, in this town in Missouri to do. So they arrest people for sitting at a picnic table on private property. That's really an important thing. This is why people so dislike the police. Stuff like that.
Well, why would you take the owner of the picnic table ask her to be arrested? For her to be taken away?
That is not clear, Jennifer.
Yeah, because whose property was it? Why would the police have even been there?
That would be another good question.
Usually
yeah.
You would have to call
You'd
the police.
You'd have to call the police to
because
have...
Because let me tell you, if someone was sitting on my front step, I would absolutely want the cops to come and arrest them for me.
Well, but this wasn't on the front steps.
See, once again, there's more to the story.
Yeah. More than meets the ear.
Yeah.
Right.
Something's smelly here.
Something is smelly here. You're right about that, Rich.
It's cheese.
Yeah. I'll see if I can dig some more because I certainly want to leave you. I don't want to leave you hanging.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Think there's more to it? I'm looking. Actually, this is a Doug Steffen story.
I'm thinking he wouldn't arrest her just for sitting at a picnic table writing cards.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Well, she was a crazy, crazed writing picnic table sitter.
I think we need to do a little investigation here.
All right, before we do that, though, it's time for us to spend some time with our technology tailor.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Goldfain is the tech tailor.
He's our man.
He wants to know if you can name the top seller of super thin, ultralight notebook computers. Can ya?
I have one.
It's not Apple.
No.
It's not Dell.
No.
It's not IBM.
No.
So what is it? The ultralight notebook computer in your focus. You are such a tease. You are. You are such a tease. Okay, so we'll find out what the tech tailor has to say about the ultra-light notebook computers that are on the market in just a moment here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Apple's ultra-thin laptops, the MacBook Airs, were overhauled last month, and apparently they're selling like hotcakes. Consider these numbers recently released by the research firm Gartner. Among the super-thin, ultra-light notebooks, Apple's MacBook Airs are growing in sales the fastest, and only one of two major makers that's growing at all. The MacBook Airs market share grew 8.5% in the second quarter of this year as compared to last year. Toshiba's ultra-thin notebook, the Protege, and the Toshiba Mini are the only others that are growing in sales. HP was down just over 1% in the same period, Dell was down 10%, and Acer, once the netbook darling, was down 22%. Overall, HP dominated total market share with about 27% of all ultra-thin notebooks sold. Dell was second at 23%, and Apple only accounted for just under 11% of all netbooks sold. With rumors that Apple is set to release an ultra-thin 15-inch notebook soon, look for that market share number to only grow. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Okay.
What just happened?
Wait a minute. Did I say it wasn't Apple?
You said it wasn't Apple.
Which baby?
But I think it was Apple.
H-word, Hewlett Packard.
And it was Toshiba.
Huh?
Very confused right now. All I know is my little netbook is made by Hewlett Packard. You're so cute.
They're junk.
Really?
It's fine.
Is it?
I'm going back to the woman that got arrested for sitting at the table in the...
For doing nothing.
For doing nothing.
Writing a card.
Right.
Those darn police.
Golly.
Arresting perfectly innocent people.
59 after on Good Day.